This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And now, more sweet intro music. Kim on a whim.
Well, there's a lot of talk right now about a whole situation that happened to a CNN crew that was out there covering the LA riots. And I want to play a little bit of this video for you. I don't think I need to drag it out, but just to kind of give you a feel for what was happening. So this crew's out there again. They're kind of in the middle of all these riots when they get approached from LAPD because they were in a protest zone.
Straight down this way.
We're gonna walk. Officers are gonna walk you down that way. Okay.
Okay.
So what I need from you is to put your hands behind your back. They're gonna walk you. Yeah, you can hold on your paper.
So what he ends up telling everybody, his staff there at CNN, is he says we weren't arrested. We were detained. You can hear in this video that I'm playing right now. Clearly, it was a very cordial situation. There was no hostility.
Yes.
Between the crew and LAPD, but they were saying, you know, look, you're in a protest zone. We're trying to clear everybody out. We're trying to keep everybody safe. And you're right smack dab, I guess, in the middle of it. But now, of course, people are tying this into what happened the other day with that Australian journalist who was hit by one of those rubber bullets. And they're trying to say, look, this is another example of how LAPD is targeting journalists and they're not allowing them to do their job.
Well, go back and listen to our interview yesterday with Griff Jenkins. It's up on the podcast from yesterday. I asked Griff about that. Now, Griff has been in a lot more of these high-profile protests than I have. But as a reporter over the years, I've certainly been there on the ground in the area where the protesters are with police on the other side of the street. And if I'm sorry, if you're standing over there and tear gas gets fired or rubber bullets start flying, you're as likely to be hit as any of the protesters. Yeah. It is a risk of the job. Stop belly aching about it later. You'll get a few minutes of fame out of it because you're going to complain about it. But it's one of the risks of the job.
Well, you know,
didn't
some
they have protective gear for you at Channel 4 when you were doing some of those stuff?
I can't remember if we had protective gear, but we definitely had security.
Yeah.
And I remember them going over a specific security protocol with us saying, okay, if anything gets crazy, and he was showing how he would pick me up a certain way and shove me into this like black SUV. Like it was, I remember telling my parents about that and they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
You know, just like it was that scary or something. But I think we had bulletproof vests. Maybe in the car. I don't think I ever wore one, but the security guard certainly had one on. Now, I think I saw somewhere in an article that LAPD was saying one of the challenges is that everybody and their mom's monkey's uncle wants to sit there and say that they're a member of the press and that therefore they have a right to be there in the middle of everything going on. They're a blogger. They have one video they've posted to YouTube and all of a sudden they're press.
I'm a
journalist. And then now you have this huge infiltration of people claiming they're the press and you're confused and you're trying to not hurt them, but they're kind of getting in the way. So I can understand from that perspective why this does get really challenging and there has to be some sort of restriction of, hey, just like they told the CNN crew, they said, look, you're not being arrested. If you come back into this protest zone, you will be arrested.
Yeah, well, as long as he was warned and moved out of the way, I don't think that's the story they were looking for there, or claiming that they were finding.
Well, the press club is now calling on the LAPD and the sheriff there in LA to stop targeting, detaining, or obstructing journalists and guarantee that they can safely report on the demonstrations.
Well, I mentioned the 23andMe story earlier. We're going to talk to attorney Gonzalo Serrano about that coming up in the next hour. Because have you taken one of those DNA tests? Is your personal information at risk here? We're going to get to the latest on that about 8:20. And our friend Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business at 8:35. Back here right after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.